KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have clear skies. It's 51 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies today, high of 73. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. In the news, severe storms crossed Iowa Thursday evening and overnight with tornado sirens going off in several areas. The National Weather Service says a funnel cloud that nearly reached the ground was reported 2 miles west-southwest of Stewart at around 5:48 p.m. The twister was confirmed by a trained storm spotter. About 10 minutes earlier, a train spotter reported a similar situation with the funnel cloud nearly to the ground, 2 miles north of Carbon in Adams County. And at around 5:30 p.m. Thursday, a train spotter situated just north of Menlo saw a funnel cloud to the west-northwest, or about 4 miles north-northwest of Casey. At around 4:47 p.m., the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reported a funnel cloud was seen 5 miles west-southwest of Carbon. Other funnel clouds were seen near Grimes and Sandyville. Tornadoes made it to the ground near Hartford, Prairie City, Swan, and near Lake Red Rock. There were no immediate reports of damage. Thunderstorm wind gusts were reported at three locations as well, with the highest gust recorded at 60 miles per hour. Some tree damage did occur near Fort Dodge in association with those winds. Heavy rain was also a factor in many storms. Here in Atlantic, we received 1.5 inches of rain from Thursday afternoon into the late evening hours. Heavy rain was also reported near Collins and Story County, where the ditches were completely full last night. Pottawatomie County's top prosecutor says no charges will be filed against an officer who shot a suspect during a chase earlier this week. County Attorney Matt Wilbur said Thursday that Officer Jason Burley acted lawfully when he fired 9 rounds early Tuesday morning at 28-year-old Clifton Wade, hitting Wade with 3 rounds. Wade has undergone 3 surgeries at an Omaha hospital and is expected to recover. Police say he led officers on a chase after they tried to stop him at around 3 a.m. Tuesday at a closed construction site. Officials say that Wade intentionally rammed 2 police cruisers, leading Burley to fire his service weapon. 2 officers suffered minor injuries during the incident. Wade faces charges of attempted murder, assault on a police officer, and eluding. Officials at the Union County Sheriff's Office said Thursday a Creston man reported Wednesday evening that sometime within the last month, his Taurus 357 Magnum revolver was stolen from his vehicle. The gun was valued at $375. 2 men were arrested on assault charges last night in Creston. Creston police say 21-year-old Adam Edward Lee Austin and 23-year-old Taryn Paul Austin, both of Creston, were arrested at their home at around 9:30 p.m. for assault. Bonds for both men was set at $300 each. Roanoke police are asking for help in the public in identifying the person or persons responsible for vandalism perpetrated on Kelly Park in Red Oak. Authorities were contacted by officials of the Red Oak City Parks Department, who advised that someone had driven a vehicle into the park, in particular the soccer field area, and spun cookies with the vehicle, damaging the grass and playing areas. The incident happened sometime during the overnight hours of May 2nd into early Thursday morning. If you have any information with regard to that incident, contact the Red Oak Police Department at 712-623-6500. Police in Red Oak Thursday afternoon arrested 59-year-old Carone Dina Denton of Red Oak for theft in the fifth degree for fuel valued at under $200. Authorities say Denton allegedly charged just under $21 in fuel on the United Farmers Mercantile Cooperative, or UFMC, account. Denton is a former employee and did not have the right or privilege to charge on the account. It's also alleged that she had the intent to deprive the business of the property and money, and she was seen on surveillance cameras signing for the fuel and charging the account. Her bond was set at $300. Police in Glenwood Tuesday arrested 24-year-old Christopher Toller. The Glenwood man was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. His bond was set at $1,000. And the Mills County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Tuesday night of a Pacific Junction man. 29-year-old Justin Michael Svoboda was arrested at around 8:30 a.m., or p.m., that is, for domestic abuse assault. His bond was set at $1,000. And at around 4:20 p.m. Wednesday, 39-year-old Myron Lee Brandon, also of Pacific Junction, was arrested on a Pottawatomie County warrant for registration violation first offense. Brandon's bond was set at $2,000. Elsewhere in state news, the adoptive parents of a 16-year-old Iowa girl who weighed only 56 pounds when she died are facing new charges. 41-year-old Misty Ray and 42-year-old Mark Ray have been charged with ongoing criminal conduct, theft, and fraudulent practice. The pair had already pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, child endangerment resulting in death, and other counts related to the starvation death last May of 16-year-old Sabrina Ray. Misty and Mark Ray face a total of 17 charges in the case. Last month, the teen's adoptive grandmother, 63-year-old Carla Boozman of Perry, was sentenced to 20 years in prison after admitting to not seeking medical attention for the dying girl and to concealing evidence after Sabrina died. In our funeral announcements, Roger Black, age 70, of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. A massive Christian burial for Roger Black will be this morning at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Cheryl Watson, age 69, of Anita, died April 28th at the Exira Care Center. Memorial services for Cheryl Watson will be today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Robert Bob Warrior, age 92, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Bob Warrior will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Howard Getch, age 90, of Avoca, died April 28th at Avoca Specialty Care. A massive Christian burial for Howard Getch will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Emery Reinier, age 69, of Atlantic, died April 10th in Omaha. Memorial services for Emery Reinier will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lois J. Gordon, age 73, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Murtu Medical Center. Memorial services for Lois Gordon will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. John Mike Balch, age 63, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Services for Mike Balch will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Ruby A. Beekman, age 97, of Atlantic, died this morning at the Heritage House. Services for Ruby Beekman are currently pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.